أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all my sweet dear friends, memorizers of Quranic ayahs? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special Ahlul Quran. I hope and pray that you all are doing well and are on best levels of Iman and Taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you in the best way possible. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala make every next step you take easy for you. No matter whatever stage of life you are, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant lot of barakah in your upcoming time, and may He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the best levels of taqwa, the blessings and the ayahs of Quran with which you are decorating your hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate your salahs with them. May you be granted peace and serenity in your hearts. This peace, serenity and happiness not only you experience in your life, but grant the same in Akhirah too. You are about to bargain for Akhirah, about to reach for the levels of Akhirah. MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. With your own hard work, with your strength, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special blessings. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special tawfiq. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. You all completed Surah Abasa this week. Do pray for yourself whenever you get time, and do while begging and crying that, Ya Allah, I am less than a sand particle. I was not worthy of anything, but you chose me for this honor. Ya Allah, you chose me and made it possible for me to memorize this kalam. Because believe me, without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawfiq, we cannot do anything. We are here and you all are here. You saw we had best companions with us. You all joined together, but then they end up leaving. Because who did not get tawfiq could not continue to maintain this honor. But who had the utmost desire, who had the urge to do, who had this need, who wanted to do no matter what, who started this journey in hope that no matter what happens, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep her connected with Kalamullah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every path easy for you. You certainly are among those, the chosen ones. Last week you read in the same surah, ضَحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ. Who is this Mustabashira? Who is Dahika? Those are special people who keep on moving forward by sacrificing every step of the way. But do not compromise with the Book of Allah. Do not compromise with the Deen. They say that they will sacrifice for their Allah. These small worldly things are nothing. These are our tests. If these tests do not come, then how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have the desire that you want to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to memorize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how much true His slave is in His path. Then those who stay, who wait, who stay true to their word and stay steadfast, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every path easy for them. Yeah? Reciting and memorizing Quran is not difficult for you. Yes, it can be for some. Due to their weak memory or because of age, some memorize fast and some slow. Some has more responsibilities, and we all face scarcity of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our other work easy just because of these blessings. Our time is blessed, and along with it, the worldly responsibilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to work in His path, for His book. People ask in amazement that how you get to do this work along with your own responsibilities. Do you hear such comments? Surely, you must have heard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran that salah is difficult for some and not at all difficult for others. You think you find praying salah easy, but there are who cannot pray as they find it difficult. Same way, whoever makes the strong commitment, وَإِذْ قَامُوا, whoever stands firm, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes path easy for her and she does not find it hard to do. Along with responsibilities, along with the challenges of life, coping with ups and downs of life, we keep on accepting these things, but do not leave altogether. Whoever leaves, loses, right? So loads of congratulations to you all on memorizing these three surahs. If your memorization is not 100% yet, no problem. Keep on reviewing and do lots of du'as for your friends and companions. And of course, do not forget yourself either. You must be waiting impatiently for the next surah. Inshallah, we will start surah At-Takwir next week. Pray 2 rak'ah nafal again. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and strength to gear up for its memorization. If you were a little down, or you were busy somewhere, or you are behind because of it, do not worry. Do dua, pray 2 nafal. Also do give sadqah, then start your new surah. Start surah Takwir with a new angle, with new enthusiasm. Take your friends with you. Be their support. Do keep your buddy whom you recite your lesson. Then you will never forget. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it full of blessing for you and grant you the ability to act upon it and make you among the best companions of Quran. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.